commentary was pretty funny. All right, let's do our top 10, shall we?
Let's do it. What are these again? The top 10?
This is the top 10 worst NFL teams in the history of the NFL. This is assuming that I can find said list. Again, huge jockstrap to Tampa last night.
For winning.
I mean, you could have been memorable. You could have been somebody. You could have been a contender.
But the Detroit Lions are already that team. They're already they are that memorable team.
I know.
People forget about them. I don't know why.
Yeah, but my point is, Chris, you could have joined elite company. What's the point of going 1-15 when 0-16 is just sitting there for the taking?
What's the opposite of elite?
Garbage.
Yeah, well, you could have joined garbage company then.
Trash. Horrible. Here's a couple of honorable mentions that didn't make the list. The Cleveland Browns, 4-12 in 2004. They started 3-3 before they lost 9 straight. That's impressive.
Woo!
The offense was led by Jeff Garcia for 10 games and Luke McCown for a few. The 2012 Jacksonville Jaguars get an honorable mention.
Really?
They were 2-14.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They got outscored by nearly 200 points. Yeah, beat the Tennessee Titans and an early upset of the Colts.
Out of the last 22 games the Jaguars have played, they've lost 20 of them. The only two wins they've had have come against Tennessee.
No, they've had three, right?
No.
Oh, 20 games.
The last 20 games.
So in the last two seasons, they've had three wins.
Yes, for now.
Well, do they play the Titans again this year?
Yes, they do.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah, division.
Okay, they'll probably get another win then because Woo-hoo! Locker's out, it looks like now. Okay, here we go. Here's our actual top 10 list. The 2005 Houston Texans, 2-14 on the season. Their offense was ranked 30th. Defense ranked 31st. Pretty horrendous.
That's pretty terrible.
David Carr got sacked 76 times as a rookie.
NFL record, wasn't it? I believe at the time, at least, it was an NFL record.
It was a league worst sacked. That year for sure.
Yes.
Pretty horrible. Number 9 on the list, the San Francisco 49ers. Wasn't that long ago, and they were awful.
Awful.
Remember they were dealing with cap issues that they got put in part of because trying to hold on to some of the old greats. And, of course, Jerry Rice ends up finishing his career somewhere
Oakland.
Else. It was bad,
Right across the bay
right across
there.
Across the bay, yeah.
Hey, but who'd they end up drafting that year that they won two games?
I don't know.
Alex Smith, anyone? First overall pick in the NFL draft?
2004 Niners, 2-14. They were 30th in the NFL in points scored. When is the last time you thought about that? I mean, that's the team that you think offense, right?
Alex Smith, and they had drafted him.
Tim Rattay and Ken Dorsey, equally ineffective. Tim Rattay was a star at La Tech.
Yes, he was.
He was Clint Conk's quarterback down there.
No kidding.
He was a beast.
I had to ask Conk about that.
The 2011 Indianapolis Colts, 2-14. You know, obviously Peyton Manning, the
injury.
And
they get Andrew Luck.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
But
you know what? You take one bad year for years of greatness already years of greatness with Peyton Manning. They're the luckiest franchise in the NFL, you could argue.
And other than the fact that they got smoked this weekend by a backup quarterback for the Rams.
Really, Tavon Austin.
True. It's been a pretty good year.
Yeah.
2010 Carolina Panthers, 2-14. How far they have come in just a few short seasons. Jimmy Clausen, Matt Moore, Brian St. Pierre. Boy, there is one recurring theme. It's bad quarterback play with these bad teams.
Jimmy Clausen's still on the team, by the way.
It's amazing how many teams have won two games. I guess you become so irrelevant and so forgetful
because
you won two games and you're not in that one or zero land.
The one is special.
Yeah, it is a pretty unique
really
group.
Special.
It's a very small group. The 2011 St. Louis Rams, 2-14.
I believe that was who did they draft? That was their Bradford year. See what they got Bradford.
See, it pays to suck.
Yeah. Well, then he got injured. I mean, he's had injury
they
problems.
They converted 28% of their third downs. That's bad.
Man.
That's a bad team.
Remember Mark Bulger played for them before Bradford came along?
2008 St. Louis Rams, also sucky. 2-14. Boy, the Rams fans have been through some tough times.
Was that the Chris Long year?
I don't know.
I think so. I think that's when they drafted him.
This offense was the most scored upon offense in the NFL. They gave up 7 turnovers for touchdowns.
Most scored upon offense?
Yes. 7 touchdowns scored against them. I mean, Houston's got to be close this year, right?
Yeah, just from one player.
Well, and then they had the backup comes in the next week, and he threw one.
Oh, did he?
Remember that?
I didn't know that.
Schaub went out, and then
Keenum.
No, not Case Keenum.
Oh,
the other guy.
The other one. Okay.
Whoever it is.
T.J. Yates.
T.J. Yates. Yes. Thank you.
Keenum playing very well, by
TJ,
the way.
TJ, RJ.
Side note.
He is, exactly.
Very well.
Miami Dolphins, 1-15 in 2007. Ah, what a horrible, horrible team. John Beck, 0-4. Trent Green, 0-5. Team combined to throw 12 touchdown passes.
Was that Cleo Lemon's year, though? I think Cleo Lemon won them their one game.
Might have. 16
Cleo
fewer
Lemon.
Than the
A
opposition.
State.
Ronnie Brown led the team in rushing.
Yeah.
The former Auburn Tiger.
Yep.
Pretty horrible. Number three. Here we go,
sure.
Top three. Elite company.
Here we go.
The 2009 Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions have two teams in the top three. Good for them.
Really?
09 Rams set offensive football back two decades. The 09 Lions continue to show lack of defensive prowess, rather. Rams did defeat the Lions 17-10. But for the season, Detroit scored 100 points more and won twice as many games. The Lions also finished dead last in turnover margin, and number one pick Matthew Stafford missed the final six games of the season. They went 0-6 after he was lost. So 2-14 in 2009. The Rams, but the Rams and Lions really the two worst franchises in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
The Rams have one, two, three teams, counting the number two on the list.
Woo!
Three teams in the top eight, and the Lions have a couple. So the 09 Rams, 1-15. Mark Bolger, leading passer with 1,400 yards, five touchdowns, six interceptions.
Man, maybe that was the year they got
29th in offense, 29th in defense.
Horrible. Terrible.
And last but not least, the 2008 Lions, winless. The Big O. Congratulations. NFL worst, four interceptions on defense, next to last in sacks, 14th in the NFC in turnover differential. Dan Orlovsky led a five-man quarterback platoon. 18 touchdowns and 19 interceptions and a quarterback rating of 71 between them.
He pulled the biggest no-no of a quarterback. He ran into the back of his own end zone and got a safety trying to throw it away.
That was one of many problems for the 08 line. So when you think about how bad things have been for maybe your NFL team, certainly for your college team this year, if you're an Arkansas fan, just think it could be worse. However, I would say that this Arkansas team may go down, as far as performance goes, is the worst team in history if they don't win another game.
If they don't win another game.
Maybe not worst ever, but certainly one
close
of the top 10.
Not a conference win.
Well, the losing streak is a school best.
Yes.
So it's both.
Well, school tying, I think. Yeah, 1990.
Well, still counts.
Yeah. Okay. Best tied.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it to them.
Thank you.
They don't want it, but I'll give it to them.
I don't want you to get too nitpicky. Damon.
Yes.
What's up?
Man, I just had a question for you guys. I just want to know what you're thinking on this for Arkansas next year's schedule. We're starting out with Auburn. So, to me right there, that's a loss. And we're playing Northern Illinois and all that. I was curious if we might go 2-10 next year. And if so, what is the outcome for Coach? Will he still have a job?
Coach Brett Bielema?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. He'll still have a job. Absolutely. I don't think there's any way, no way, he loses his job, barring something off the field Bobby Petrino-esque, which I don't foresee to be happening in Coach Bielema's future. But this is the ultimate pass for anyone, first year as a head coach somewhere, except the NFL. The NFL is ruthless, but in college can be, but this is a rebuilding process that's just starting. I don't even think it started last year. I think.
What if Arkansas beats LSU and Mississippi State to end the season, Damon? Would that change your thought process on any of that?
It would definitely change my thought process, but I just don't see those wins coming.
You don't think they're going to be Mississippi State?
No, not at all.
It's possible that they won't. It is definitely possible.
Mississippi State just put up some pretty good numbers this past Saturday. So
yeah,
I just
but
don't
Arkansas
see
put up big numbers against A&M too, so that's not necessarily a great example. I mean, that is a horrible.